Hello.
Hello there, Master Paul.
Yeah, Peggy. How come you're calling so late?
I just had to phone and tell you how wonderful you were on the radio. Well, you should take it up and be an announcer someday.
You thought I did all right?
Oh, you most certainly did.
They sure asked a lot of questions, didn't they?
Uh-huh. And you answered them, too. I thought your views on bicycling was most timely, Master Paul.
Yeah, well, that's an idea I've had for a long time. Us kids should ride our bikes like a good driver drives our auto. Keep to the right, stop for all stop signs, signal when we're going to turn right or left, and stay out of traffic whenever possible.
That's the way sensible young folks is riding these days.
Yeah, and it's just like I said, the ones that don't ride that way are apt to pick up a one-way ride to the hospital.
Oh, I was so proud of you. Oh, but Master Paul, I have some tidings for you that aren't so encouraging.
What's wrong, Peggy?
I called Mr. Beezer, the president of the Big Seven.
And he said no soap?
No, he said nothing about soap. He said he'd taken the matter under advisement and had decided that he couldn't ask a referee to change his decision.
I know it, I know it. He's doing that so Blengard is left in the tie for the championship.
But he did say that he'll be glad to run off Dr. Perkins' movie pictures if you're making that touchdown they took away from you.
Oh, what good'll pictures do? It's all over, and I still hate to show my face in the streets of Creston.
Folks don't hold it against you because you're honest and lost the game.
No, no.
Why, no. Everybody's taken with your honesty. Even Butch has nicknamed you Perfect Paul.
Perfect Paul? Ye gods, I'll murder him if he calls me that.
Why, I think he's right, too.
Well, I don't. Perfect Paul. That's the worst I ever heard tell of. Oh, if only the Marines had taken me.
Master Paul, if the Marines had taken you, who would have looked after your Uncle Joe?
Well, I'm sure I haven't helped him any more than you've been able to do anything with your Aunt Prissy. Just because they quarreled when they were young people is no sign she should keep thumbs down on me.
Well, she's afraid you'll turn out like your Uncle Joe.
Well, I won't. I won't drink nothing stronger than soda pop for anything. Not after seeing what a cursed liquor's been to my Uncle Joe.
I do wish there was something we could do to bring your Uncle Joe and my Aunt Prissy back together again.
Well, maybe we could get him in the same room sometime and turn on some of your pa's giggle gas.
That might be just the thing. Oh, here comes my Aunt Prissy. Well, I have to run along now, Minnie. I hear my auntie a-calling.
It sure is comical the way you switch to calling me Minnie when your auntie shows up. But being called Minnie ain't half as bad as Perfect Paul. Bye.